I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Playing Hide and Go Jekyll at the Halloween Barbie Q. In olden days down south, we used to sit of an afternoon on the front porch and watch the world sneak by. It was great fun. We porch sitters were just us. Everybody who passed by constituted the world as we didn't know it. All passersby were mysterious and perplexing, thus entertaining. We had no idea who these apparitions were, but our colorful imaginations allowed us to guess, to make up lives and stories to go along with what we saw. Our unfettered daydreams painted exciting backstories to go along with clueless visitors. Short attention spans were not yet invented, at least we didn't call them short attention spans. Probably paid close attention to those split seconds of observation, then filed them away from memory, then awaited the next fleeting visitations. No time to label or distort or criticize, just along for the ride. These days, front porches no longer seem to matter as much. Our motorized vehicles are porches in motion. We drive by the world in place of the world's driving past us. One artifact from those old down south days remains. Dad jokes. Yep, I still crack dad jokes. Only now they've evolved into granddad and great-granddad jokes. They haven't changed much. Just ask my grown kids and groaning grandkids. An example might help. We are in our mobile front porch and cruise by a movie emporium where people are lined up to see the latest trendy film. Looks like a Barbie Q, I, the village elder, comment. If any youngin is listening, there will be a moan or a chuckle accompanied by a momentary smile. One dad joke down and billions to come. Luckily for the world and family at large, most of my quips are silently written down for later use. Most are not heard by anyone but yours truly. This is my small gift to world peace. For instance, Halloween is coming up. Soon a story about Halloween will compose itself and appear online and on paper. Time to recall horror stories that remain in recall storage. We kids used to play a game called Hide and Go Seek. In dad joke world, this now becomes a game called Hide and Go Jekyll. It's more fun at this time of year, and so on. Thanks for paying attention. It won't last long because you are probably busy composing your next dad joke or mom joke. I hope you cause groans even louder than mine.